Here we go.
Are you ready?
1, 2, 3.
Woo! Leanne Hanifin. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
Friday morning, we've done it. We've made it to the weekend. Oh, finally. It is this little magical thing that happens on Fridays when your brain kind of suddenly decides that life is a little bit better. The emails feel lighter, coffee is tasting nicer, and that little voice in your head says, maybe I deserve a treat. Now listen, right? Science is backing it up. It's not just me telling you this. Your brain is essentially throwing itself a mini party because it knows that the weekend is coming. Dopamine, we all know, is the feel-good chemical in our brains. It kind of just starts flowing from the anticipation. You haven't even eaten the jambon yet and your brain is already celebrating. Of course, the stress levels, I hope they're dropping as well. They should be. The work is winding down. Your routines are loosening up. And suddenly you're thinking less about deadlines and more about takeaway menus. I mean, that shift alone, it makes you feel calmer. It makes you feel happier. We can't forget as well the social bit that comes with the weekend. Fridays are for the people, our friends, our family, or just sit next to someone while judging a TV show together. Maybe it's Love Island or The Traitors as well tonight. As humans, we are wired for connection, and the weekend, it promises more of it. So if you've ever wondered why Friday feels a bit more elite compared to the rest of the week, well, listen, my friend, it is not in your head, okay? It is your brain saying, well done, you survived, and have yourself that little treat. Maybe you had an extra lion this morning. Maybe this afternoon you're going to have a very nice lunch out somewhere nice. Or maybe you've decided to yourself, I'm going to do the food shop online today, get it delivered instead of battling the shop. But that is a treat, isn't it? My Friday treat each and every week has to be a nice coffee. I will be good during the week and I will try and save the pennies in making one myself. But you and I know, it's never the same. So on a Friday, we tend to splurge the cash, okay? And I know for a lot of people as well, we're looking to save a bit more in January. But Friday, I think, is the exception. If you are right there with me and planning a treat for yourself on this Friday morning or later on this afternoon or this evening, I would love to know what your Friday treat is. You can let me know on text, WhatsApp or voice note right now. Friday morning, we've done it. We've made it to the weekend. Ah, finally. It is this little magical thing that happens on Fridays when your brain kind of suddenly decides that life is a little bit better. The emails feel lighter, coffee is tasting nicer, and that little voice in your head says, maybe I deserve a treat. Now listen, right? Science is backing it up. It's not just me telling you this. Your brain is essentially throwing itself a mini party because it knows that the weekend is coming. Dopamine, we all know, is the feel-good chemical in our brains. It kind of just starts flowing from the anticipation. You haven't even eaten the jambon yet and your brain is already celebrating. Of course, the stress levels, I hope they're dropping as well. They should be. The work is winding down. Your routines are loosening up. And suddenly you're thinking less about deadlines and more about takeaway menus. I mean, that shift alone, it makes you feel calmer. It makes you feel happier. We can't forget as well the social bit that comes with the weekend. Fridays are for the people, our friends, our family, or just sit next to someone while judging a TV show together. Maybe it's Love Island or The Traitors as well tonight. As humans, we are wired for connection, and the weekend, it promises more of it. So if you've ever wondered why Friday feels a bit more elite compared to the rest of the week, well, listen, my friend, it is not in your head, okay? It is your brain saying, well done, you survived, and have yourself that little treat. Maybe you had an extra lion this morning. Maybe this afternoon you're going to have a very nice lunch out somewhere nice. Or maybe you've decided to yourself, I'm going to do the food shop online today, get it delivered instead of battling the shop. But that is a treat, isn't it? My Friday treat each and every week has to be a nice coffee. I will be good during the week and I will try and save the pennies in making one myself. But you and I know, it's never the same. So on a Friday, we tend to splurge the cash, okay? And I know for a lot of people as well, we're looking to save a bit more in January. But Friday, I think, is the exception. If you are right there with me and planning a treat for yourself on this Friday morning or later on this afternoon or this evening, I would love to know what your Friday treat is. You can let me know on text, WhatsApp or voice note right now.
Leanne Hanifin on 98FM.
98FM Lowdown.
with Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Whites that wow in just 15 minutes. 98 FM.
And another gal we love so much is Showbiz Shannon. She brings us all the entertainment each and every morning. Good morning. Happy Friday. How are you?
I am very good. Happy Friday, gal.
Woohoo. We made it.
We have. And the moment we've all been waiting for, new music from this guy.
You're so golden.
Finally, after all the speculation.
I am so excited. He had fans on their toes this week between the voice memo, the website, the promotional images everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all come to this moment. Harry Styles announced his new album called Kiss All The Time, Disco Occasionally.
I love that name. It's brilliant.
I'm like diving into this because the word disco is in there. So does that mean the music is going to be kind of disco vibes?
Disco funk. That's what I'm kind of feeling. But I think even from his last couple of singles and even the last album as well, it's kind of the road he seems to be going down.
Even his costumes. Well, costumes, outfits.
Like amazing, incredible. So like it's the sound, it's the image, it's all kind of coming together, isn't it?
It really is. And fans are buzzing because this is his first album in nearly 4 years. And we don't have to wait long because it drops the 6th of March.
So soon.
So soon. Elsewhere, Page Six reported that Harry landed a Madison Square Garden residency this year.
Oh my goodness.
The narrative is still going with that one. That's still going strong. Plus, the rumour mill is in overdrive that he's set to hit the stage at Glastonbury in 2027. So, full steam ahead for him.
Oh, we love this. Harry Styles is back, baby.
Oh, he is. I just can't wait to see more of him on stage singing and all the memes and everything.
He's so much fun.
Moving along, Kylie Jenner and Timothée Chalamet have been packing on the PGA this award season. Tim even declared his love for his girl while accepting the award for Best Actor. Well, Caitlyn Jenner has entered the chat.
Okay, one.
She gives the seal of approval for the relationship. She said, I want my daughter to be happy, and she is, and I like that. Timothée is a great kid and a phenomenal actor, and he's very good to Kylie, which is even more important.
Seal of approval, that is all that we want. I mean, like, they do look very good together and they look very happy as well. So for any parent, you know, looking at their kids, once they're happy, you have to be happy as well.
Literally, that is all that matters. But it's also been reported that the pair have been secretly living together for the last year.
Oh, but in Kylie LA. Is in LA and Timothée is from New York. Is that right?
Well,
I think he's from New York or living there.
According to this report, they've been living together secretly the last year in LA.
Oh my goodness. I mean, they've taken that step in the relationship. What's next, Shannon?
A ring on the finger.
The ring. It has to be the engagement.
I think if he gets that Oscar, he's going to pop the question.
That might be the catalyst. You could be right. Ooh. I can see it. I can see it.
Time will tell. Roll on March. Mm. It's exciting for Harry Styles and hopefully the wedding.
It's all coming together, isn't it?
And then finally, Zoe Saldana is now the highest paid actor of all time, beating out Scarlett Johansson, who held the title last year. And it's reported that Zoe's box office earnings is $15.46 billion.
I mean, just take a moment to cry and wipe away the tears. That's a sick amount of money, I'm sorry.
It's just too much.
It's too much for one person.
Zoe took to social media to express her gratitude to her fans.
I just want to express my sincerest gratitude for the extraordinary journey that has led me to become the highest grossing film actor of all time today. And to the fans around the world, thank you. Thank you. Your unwavering support, passion, and loyalty are the true foundation of this milestone. None of this exists without you showing up time and time again. This accomplishment belongs to all of us, and I'm deeply grateful and profoundly humbled. And may the next record breaker be another woman!
No, I'm sorry. The fact that I've just found out how much she is making, like, makes me hear that and think, shut up.
I know. And like, she really went on there thanking the fans.
Yeah.
And she was like, it's our award, but I haven't seen a cent of that billion.
Where's our money?
Where's
Come on, Zoe.
Quid?
Oh my goodness. It's too much. It's honestly too much. Shelby Shannon, thank you so much. Before you go, we're talking about Friday treats on the show. What do you treat yourself to on a Friday?
A curry. I get curryized.
A takeaway?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what's the order?
Oh God. Do you have enough time? A breast of chicken curry dice, ribs, egg fried rice, noodles, prawn crackers, chicken balls. It works.
You know what I say? Treat yourself, gal. You deserve it.
Oh, yes.
Leanne Hanifin. Weekdays from 10 a.m. Yeah. On 98 FM.